Welcome back to the Torbay Hospitality Podcast. This week, we are bringing you all the hospitality news that you need and two insightful interviews with local attractions, Oldway Gardens and the Cockington Craft Center. Plus, we've got a surprise pop-in with everyone's favorite event decor provider, Beth Kurzweil from Room for Bloom.
So keep listening until the end.
Listen to the end for the cool little Easter egg that we've got for you. We've got some shout outs this week. You want to take it, Callum?
Yeah. So today we're going to shout out Trish, Tim, Pete, Mel, Catherine, Sue, Abby, Lewis, Terry, Graham, Gillian, Tony, Shelley, and Ben.
That's right.
We'd shout out Bruno, but
we don't talk about Bruno.
Congratulations to Furkan and Elif for getting married this weekend over in Tekirdağ in Turkey.
Congratulations. This weekend, it's Father's Day. Are you doing anything special with Alan?
I'm actually going to the wedding over in Turkey, so I won't be.
Oh, right. So are Alan and Trish on their own this weekend?
They've got two surrogate daughters staying at the hotel.
Nice. Maybe he'll get out for a little Sunday lunch. There are a couple offers out there in some of the local restaurants. We're just going to run through them real quickly. 21 in Torquay. If you bring your dad and you buy the food, then they buy him a Corona, which is very specific. It's pretty cool. The Red Cliff Hotel in Paignton, they're offering a 3-course Father's Day lunch for only £25.
Ooh, that's good.
I know. It's so reasonable. And the Red Cliff's gorgeous. And you know what? I think they must have changed their social media provider because their socials are looking really good. Keep up the good work, guys. They're, to book this offer, you call 01803-526-397. And our mate Sam at the dock messaged with this exclusive. He's got an offer for dad. You bring him in for food and you quote to your server, "Dad's at the dock," when you place your order, and they'll get a free drink. That might be exclusive to the pod. I don't know. But make sure that you quote "Dad's at the dock."
Do we know if that's any free drink or is that specific to, just alcohol, beer?
Oh, no. Any free drink.
Any free drink. Okay, cool.
Any drink that dad wants, dad gets. And at the Shoreline in Paignton, you get a £10 voucher for every dad that you bring along. And then you can redeem your voucher for food after 5 p.m. all the way until the 1st of October. So you book your table at 01803-556-943. I think that's pretty cool to get a voucher.
That is nice. Although I'm trying to understand how you meant to bring along more than one dad.
I don't know. Maybe some people might have two dads. For every dad you bring, you get £10. So that's really good. Just in other restaurant news, congratulations to the Seahorse in Dartmouth. They've placed 28th in the country at the National Restaurant Awards Top 100 Restaurants. It's a well-deserved award, and congratulations to Mitch and the team at the Seahorse. Well done. Yay. Turning to hotel news, we have a couple really big announcements for you. There's two big festivals coming, and you need to be aware of this so that you can promote these festivals and events and attractions in your media, and also make sure that your pricing and all of your promotions are right. So the first one is the English Riviera Walking Festival. It's back. There's 8 days of visitors coming from all over the UK, and this is running from the 23rd to the 30th of September. And the festival features guided walks, and you can start booking the walks already. So people are already going to be out there booking all of these things and booking their hotels. So make sure that you're promoting the festival for your business during the shoulder period of late September. This is a huge announcement. Tickets for the Train of Lights are now available. And the Train of Lights runs from the 24th of November to the 30th of December. So you have to make sure that you've got your pricing right, because that is absolutely huge. They've got so many followers and everybody loves the Train of Lights. It's huge.
Is the Train of Lights is that the steam railway?
Yes. Okay. And they decorate it. They wrap the whole train in lights, and then they go to wherever the train goes to, Dartmouth, Kingswear, down that way. And they're, you can book railway journeys with Santa, without Santa. It's huge. But the tickets are already on sale, so people are already going to start making their plans. So I just want to make sure we get the message out so that everybody has their promotions and everything correct on their websites.
Okay, cool.
This is an innovative offer, and I've just seen it on social. Elton's in Torquay, which is like the piano bar that's kind of in the building that has the Hampton by Hilton. They have a link for 15% off a stay at the Hampton by Hilton. So you go onto the Elton's website and you get money off at the hotel. And so I was just thinking, maybe, you know, you want to, of course, visit Elton's Torquay to take advantage of the special offer, but other hoteliers could also partner with local restaurants to do something similar. So maybe that's another thing to think about. What do you think, Callum?
Yeah, no, I think there's a really strong relationship between the hoteliers and the restaurant owners. Mm. You know, I think when you have a good relationship with a trusted restaurant, mm-hmm. Someone that you're sending your guests to, you know, already.
Yes.
It's interesting to think about the other ways that you can develop that partnership.
Yes.
So that you've got both sides benefiting a little bit more.
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, the restaurant can offer discounts to the hotel and the hotel could offer discounts to the restaurant. Or it doesn't even have to be a discount. It could just be like some type of special offer or something that adds value to the stay or adds value to the experience. It doesn't always have to be money off, because money's so important nowadays, isn't it?
I think you can be more creative with it as well.
Yes, definitely. In restaurant news, the offshore has announced new opening hours. So they're going to start at 9 a.m. 7 days a week. And that's for your morning coffee and your harborside breakfast. And here's one for the diary. Callum's Quiz Night. That's not you, is it?
That's not. There's two L's in that column. That's not me.
Callum's Quiz Night is at Ollie's Bit on the Side on Wednesday, not the 8th of June. It must be the 28th of June. 8 p.m. start. Book online at olliesrestaurant.co.uk, Wednesday, the 28th of June.
I thought for a second, am I running a quiz night?
No. But I think you should definitely book online because, you know, Ollie's Bit on the Side, you know, it is smaller property. So you definitely want to get in for that, because that would be great food, great drinks, great vibes, and a quiz, which is fun. They don't often do quiz nights, so I think that's a really nice opportunity. Over in supplier news, next week is English Wine Week, and the offshore has teamed up with Sean from the Broken Wine Society to bring you a special comparative English wine tasting. You can taste 9 wines with Sean's expert commentary and enjoy their charcuterie boards. Tickets are £35 per person with limited availability, so book now. You call 01803-292-108 to book.
I never got into English wine until quite recently, but seeing the amount of effort that they have to go through to keep their crops alive during the winter is actually pretty astounding. I don't know if you've seen the pictures of those vineyards with the lanterns in between the trees.
Oh, no.
to keep the crop heated, to keep those grape crops heated throughout the winter so that they don't die off.
Yeah, it was funny. When Sean was on the podcast, he was saying basically kind of due to global warming and temperature changes and, you know, that just like overall, just climate change, that England will eventually have that climate that France will have. And so, if you've got a bit of money, buy a vineyard, I think was his advice.
And if you don't have money.
Yeah, I know. Then just drink the wine.
Buy some wine.
Exactly, right? So, Sean will be over at the offshore. Did I have the date? Oh, it was next week. Oh, crumbs. We will insert the date here.
23rd June.
Yes. Go ahead. Are we recording?
Yep.
It's Friday, the 23rd of June.
Friday, the 23rd of June.
That's Friday, 23rd of June.
Friday, the 23rd of June.
Got it.
Wait, what day?
That's Friday, the 23rd of June.
Friday, the
23rd
of
June.
Okay.
Thanks.
2020.
2023. Okay. All right.
Dun, 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 dun.
Wonderful. Right. In attractions news, Callum has arranged this great interview with the Old Way Gardeners Group. So tell us, how did that come about?
I think it's really important that the Old Way Mansion discussion continues with, you know, what the public actually want for it, not just what the council have dreamed up.
Mm.
And it's a contentious point in Torbay. People are very vocal about it. People on the surface really seem to care, but now is the time to actually put your feet onto the ground. Go on Saturday. You'll hear in the interview that Saturday is a really important day for Old Way Mansion.
Mm.
Go. There's nothing stopping you. Go put your thoughts forward. If enough of us turn up on Saturday, it shows the council actually how much Torbay cares about that piece of our legacy.
Indeed. Everybody loves Oldway Mansion. So I think it's something that definitely people need to turn up to. It's Saturday starting from at 11 until 3, and it's a family event. Let's have a listen to the interview with Joe Jones, Secretary of the Oldway Gardeners Group. Oh, thanks. And here we are at Oldway Mansion, and we're here with Joe Jones, who is the secretary of the Oldway Gardeners Group, or Gardens Group. Thank you very much for joining us, Joe.
You're welcome.
Oldway Gardens Volunteer Group. So tell us, what do you do in a day?
Well, we have about 60 volunteers during a week who come and do anything from weeding, cutting the grass, potting up plants. We run a little plant stall which raises funds for the group. We have a lovely little tea hut where you can sit out in the lovely weather today, have a cup of tea. So it's a whole range of stuff. We've got guys down in the pond. They've got the great big waders on. We're just looking after the grounds.
So I'm correct in saying that the volunteers, they're just working on the grounds. They're not involved in the building. It's just the gardening aspect of Oldway Mansion.
Absolutely, yeah. We're just looking after the gardens.
Okay. But right. There must be quite a strong connection between you guys and the history of the building.
Absolutely. We have as one of our volunteers, a qualified tour guide, and she can take you around the gardens and tell you all about the history.
Oh, nice.
She can talk for 2 hours about everything to do with Isaac Singer, Paris Singer, all the wives and all the children. And all our volunteers have one thing in common, and that is the love for Oldway. Everybody is passionate about its history, what it means to them, how they were married, how here, the balls that they used to come to. We have a great connection with the house.
That's brilliant. And so if you were, say, a hotel owner in Torbay and somebody was looking for an activity to do kind of on the weekend, what would you recommend to come to Oldway? And what would you say to them? How would you pitch it?
I think it's a hidden gem.
Yes.
People who come to Torbay don't know anything about the mansion. We have visitors who come and say, gosh, I've never been here before. Look at this. It's amazing. The building itself is incredible to look at, even in its state at the moment. Mm. The gardens are wonderful to wander around. There's tea and coffee. There's the plant stall. Mm. There's so much to do and see. It's a little haven in the middle of Paignton. Yeah. And it's hidden. Nobody knows about it.
Yeah. I really like that.
You were just saying this is the first time you've been here for 6 years.
Yes.
This is the first time you're coming.
I know. I'm absolutely blown away by it. I've seen Oldway in photos, but I've never actually been to the mansions. I didn't even know that you could get to it. This is all like quite a pleasant surprise. And it's such a beautiful day to be here.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, if a hotelier contacted us, we could arrange a tour of the gardens for them.
And how would they contact you? Is that through a website
Well, we have our website and we also have an email.
Okay. The email is?
And the email is
oldwaygardens@gmail.com. Or you can go on the website oldwaygardens.co.uk, or of course follow them on Facebook. They're the Oldway Gardens Volunteer Group, a registered charity. Nice.
You were saying, like, if a hotelier or a local business owner who wants to suggest a nice spot for their guests, they would contact you, and then what would be the process there?
Well, we could arrange a time and a date for them to come.
Yeah.
We could meet them here, show them around the gardens. They could have a tour of the history. They could then have a cup of tea or coffee. They could go into the tea rooms and participate in there as well.
Nice.
It's just so pleasant and quiet and calm. And it's somewhere that people they're not aware of.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's new.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's old, but it's new.
Yeah. I think we should rename it New Way Mansion. I like it. That's brilliant. What about these? I know, Callum, you've got a question, but I wanted to know about the different areas, because you were talking about you've got a part of the garden that evokes the hardware from a Singer sewing machine, like kind of a stand. And then you've got these ponds and you've got dog runs and things like that. Can you like kind of go through maybe, do you have like kind of 8 or 9 areas that are in the garden?
We've got what they call the parterre, which is the area that was created by Achille Duchesne, if I've said that right, planted up with sustainable planting. That is so picturesque, and the shapes that are created by the bushes are said to be mimicking the shapes of the Singer sewing machine when it sits on its stand, the wrought iron.
Yeah, the wrought iron. Yeah. Yes.
So we've got that area, which is very picturesque. And then you can go up the stairs and we've got this huge lawn that's lined by yew trees. And if you walk to the bottom of that, you get a fantastic view of the mansion itself.
Yes.
Down some steps into what we call the memorial garden. We've got a Burma Star memorial garden, and we've got the Queen's tree.
I just got chills.
We've just planted with the children from Old Way some seeds from King Charles's coronation.
Wow.
We've got pollinator patches there that are just stunning at the moment.
Wow.
You walk on through, you're into a knot garden.
A knot garden?
What's a knot garden? Well, it's like square, and okay. In the middle is this beautiful palm tree backed with the rockery. We've got a grotto.
A grotto. Okay.
Now, that is a listed part. Wow. It's unsafe, so nobody can go in it, but you can see it.
Okay.
And you can see the water falling down. Very picturesque.
So is the grotto down?
It's just down through the trees there.
Past the mansion.
Past the mansion. You go on through a load of trees, down some steps.
Yeah.
And then you come on to the pond where we've got ducks, we've got water lilies. We're trying to get it covered like Monet's garden, you know, covered in water lilies. But we've got a good display at the moment. We've got a little duck house because we had ducklings, but unfortunately we lost them.
I'm sorry.
And then we've got this wonderful rockery, which has been renovated by the volunteers, climbing up the rocks like mountain goats.
Okay, very nice.
Very good.
Mentioning Tony's name.
Okay, sorry, Tony.
And again, stunning. And then you wouldn't believe it, but you've got the main road just beyond. But you can't,
you can't hear it. And all I hear is a lawnmower.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I was going to say, like, you've got the, you know, for families coming here for the summer months.
Picnics.
You can have picnics here.
You've got the busy areas of the beach where you've got lots going on, you know, lots of cafes and restaurants and, you know, lots of busyness.
This isn't.
This is kind of like escape from that.
And in the heat, we've got a lovely wooded a lime walkway, which is always shaded and always cool. It's beautiful.
Nice.
But as you can see under the trees here,
bring your rug,
bring the dog. Yeah. Oh, yes, and we've got the dog pens, of course. So if you've got a dog that's a bit...
Lively.
Yeah. Use a good word for it.
Needing training.
Yes.
You can go in there. And people are very respectful. If you're in there, they won't come in, or they'll talk to you. Is your dog safe with my dog? So on.
Yeah. Oh,
so that's lovely too. And that is a free facility.
Yeah.
We've got the tennis courts, which have recently been refurbished, which are looking stunning. Obviously, that's run by the council.
Is that part of that? I just saw that come out. It's something where like local people can sign up for like a pass. I think it's £35 a year, and their families can come and use the courts.
Yes.
And is this one of the courts that they can use?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Oh, it's multiple courts that you can use.
This is one of them, but I think there's one Tor Abbey Sands.
And I think, is there one in Brixham as well?
I hope so.
Yeah, that's great.
Isn't that neat?
That's really nice.
£35 a year. Yeah. It's nothing. And you can learn a sport. It's family friendly. Anyone could do it. Oh, it's great.
Also, then you've got like, if you're doing your tennis weekly, then you don't need to go to the same spot every week. You kind of have some options.
Yes.
I really like that.
Yeah, and if this is one of the options, I'm here. Oh, wow. What a great place.
And
is the parking free?
The parking is free.
What?
Okay, great.
And from the tea hut, we run, at the moment we're running an owl trail. So dotted around the whole of the 17-acre site are wooden owls for the children to find.
Oh, sweet.
And they've got numbers and shapes.
Mm.
And so they go round, oh, look, there's one, there's one.
Yes.
I've actually tried it and I still haven't got all of them. So you've got to have good eyesight.
No, you guys are leaving one out, so they're here for longer.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, that's brilliant. So I think that you've got some consultation coming up, don't you?
We've got a consultation event on Saturday.
Okay.
Where there will be family activities for the children to ask people to come along and give their views about how they would like Old Way to be used in the future.
That sounds very democratic, which is really nice. But how's that? Is it going to be like a vote system? Is it just going to be like a suggestion box?
They ask you questions on the consultation. They okay. ask you questions. Do you like this? Do you not like that? Do you have any ideas?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess it is. I can't say it's going to be done via a vote because yeah. obviously it's run by the council and the council will have the final say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think it's important for people to come along
yes.
and have their say.
Yes.
I know it's happened in the past, but we're here now and we've got to move forward with
yeah.
this.
Yeah.
And people have really got to say what they want
so
to
if,
see.
If you've got an opinion about Old Way and what the future of Old Way Mansion, what you want the future of Old Way Mansion to look like, it's really important to turn up on Saturday.
It's important to turn up on Saturday, or if you can't make Saturday, there is an online survey that you can okay. complete.
And where would I find that?
Yeah, I've got that web address here. So it looks like tourbay.gov.uk, and then it's like Old Way hyphen consultation.
Okay.
And that's the planning for Old Way's future. It's saying that between Thursday the 1st of June and Friday the 30th of June, they are going to be sharing ideas with the public, and they would like to hear the public's views on the ideas. They're saying that an options appraisal was undertaken a few years ago, and that forms part of the Torbay Heritage Strategy that runs from 2021 to 2026. But this is a chance for Old Way to the people that want to see Old Way do well, for them to have their say. So there is a survey link, and there's also a way to download the Old Way consultation proposals. So yeah, lots to get involved at.
Yeah,
yeah.
And there'll be lots going on Saturday.
Yeah,
I think if you
can make it, and yeah. you're thinking about, you know, what should I just do it online, or you know, should I just leave it even? Or should I come in?
Definitely come in. Come in and see us. Come and see all the volunteers in their blue Visi jackets.
Yeah.
And come and have a cup of tea with us.
I was absolutely shocked that there's 60, you said 60 on a weekly basis,
yeah,
volunteers.
That's right.
I really didn't have that expectation.
No.
I thought 10 would be a really strong team.
Yeah. Well, we're looking after 17 acres, which yeah. is considerable. We have volunteers running the tea hut and the plant stall
yeah.
and working in the gardens.
Yeah.
And we get help from the community payback team. They've been a great asset. They work so hard for us. And it's good to see payback, you know.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a great community to work in.
You know,
it's good for your mental health to be outside in the air, especially on a day like today.
Okay, so then in that case, if someone wanted to join as a volunteer, or, you know, maybe they see themselves with a bit of a, you know, some green fingers, some green hands, but they haven't got a sizable garden at home and they want to get involved, maybe for that reason, maybe for another. How do they do that? Do they just turn up and speak to someone?
Yep.
Or
yeah, turn up and find one of the Blue Viz jackets
okay.
or contact us via email or the website.
Yeah.
Or follow us on Facebook.
Yeah.
And message through Facebook.
Yeah, it looks like you have a really strong community on that Facebook page.
We do. We are so lucky. The community support us greatly.
Yeah.
You know, if we run out of something, like the other day I had a chap saying, I've cleared some rocks from the garden. Would you like them? So I messaged Pete. I said, we've got some rocks.
Oh,
and straight over, Pete's over there and he's got the rocks. So,
nice.
Yeah, I mean, that's the sort of community spirit that that we have.
Yeah.
People are so supportive of the work that we do. And the time that the volunteers give, it's wonderful.
Oh, yeah. You can feel that coming back, too, because I know that when Callum and I came in today, you know, everybody was just so kind and everybody's, you know, pointing out, oh, this is this area, that's that. Let me introduce you to so-and-so. It's been absolutely brilliant to meet you and your team today.
Thank you.
Yeah, really so, nice. Yeah, thanks. Did you want to give a shout-out to anybody on the podcast?
Oh, no, I couldn't name one. I'd need to name all 60.
You need to name all of them, right.
We're just a great team. And really, if you want to come and join us, you'd be more than welcome.
Oh, that's brilliant. That's and you said your son built the website. What's his name?
His name is Oliver.
Hi, Oliver. Oh, brilliant. Thank you so much. And thanks so much for your time today. And we'll make sure that we give everybody a reminder of this website and how to get in touch with you on Facebook. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.
Right, so thank you for that. The website again is oldwaygardens.co.uk, and you can also follow them on Facebook. It's the Old Way Gardens Volunteer Group on Facebook.
And I just want to reiterate there, we spoke to Jo about, you know, all this important work that she's now leading. However, she didn't start in that position. She actually started, she told me, because she didn't have a garden. And
yes,
she wanted to get involved in gardening.
Yes.
And it was just a nice little community for her to join and start doing a little bit of gardening. So if that sounds like you, you're just looking to do a little bit of gardening,
yeah,
go and join them.
Perfect, right? That email is oldwaygardens@gmail.com. And Joe is on that email, I know, because we've been communicating. So yeah, it's a really great idea. And what a lovely group. Everybody was so friendly.
They were.
Nice. Another great attraction in Torbay, obviously, is Cockington Court and Craft Centre. And if you've ever been to the stable yard to visit Moo Boo Home, you already know that Andy and Nicola are a force of nature, and they are so passionate about what they do. Nick kindly came to our studio on Beacon Key this week to talk about Cockington, and we just hit the record button and we let her rip. Have a listen. How did you get from the London West End? You're like from, what is that? Oh God, what is that? It's a Bette Midler song. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I went from Paris and Tulsa and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
she went everywhere.
Yeah. From Tottenham to Devon.
Right.
In 6 years.
Oh, thanks.
So when we worked in theatre, we had Sundays off. This is before Sunday shows went crazy. And we used to mooch through Islington. So we'd get off at Highbury and Islington Tube Station and wander all the way up to Angel, stop at several pubs, restaurants along the way.
Love it.
And that was our mooch. And a little ways up near the fire station in Islington, there was a really nice furniture shop. And there was a set of shelves, and they were 850 quid.
Oh.
And I loved them. We loved them. We were like, every week we'd walk past these shelves. We'd just be like, I need the shelves. Can't afford the shelves.
Right.
Went over to our friend's house a few weeks later, and they had been to a reclamation yard in Loughton, which is just outside North London, Essex kind of way, and they'd found some scaff boards, some reclaimed scaffolding boards, and they kind of vaguely sanded them and put them up in the alcoves either side of the fireplace. And we were like, ah, that looks really nice. So we thought, okay, but we need to do that a bit better because I have an issue with cleaning things. So I need to be able to rub a duster across it and not leave behind loads of yellow fluff.
Yes.
So we thought, okay, so we swapped our Islington mooch for an Essex mooch, went out to Loughton and just came back with bundles of timber in the back of our car.
What?
We had a set of tools.
Yeah.
We used to do loads of DIY. We've always put our own kitchens in. We've always done our own shelf hanging and all. We've always been very handy.
Right.
And so we decided to build these shelves, about 6.5 foot tall, massive beast things on the garden table outside on the patio.
Oh, was that your workshop on the garden
to start
table?
Yeah, it was the garden table. And it got a bit rainy, so we bought a pop-up gazebo from B&Q for 20 quid or something like that. And we were like, oh, we need to cover ourselves over.
Yeah.
And then we went, oh, we really want some lights. So we went to IKEA, obviously bought napkins and tea lights like everybody does.
Everybody.
And just didn't like anything that was there lighting wise. It was all the same. It was all cheap. It was all mass manufactured. Yeah. Everybody has exactly the same. And I was thinking to myself, I picked up some really lovely pieces of oak. Why don't I make my own lamp? It can't be hard. And I have a background. I was actually trained theatrically as a lighting designer.
Oh, that makes sense.
So when I went to drama school, my specialism was lighting design.
I can't believe that you went to drama school. No.
Never. I know, right? So, at drama school, you had to do loads of exercises about lighting space, because if you're on stage, you're lighting somewhere that's the same as the scene that you want to convey needs to feel real.
Yes.
So one of the exercises was they sent us out into Crouch End in North London to go and find a lighting scene and then take that back to the theatre and then recreate that on stage.
Oh, fascinating.
So we went to the pub.
Yes, of course.
Of course we did.
That's where they have the best lighting.
Exactly. And then went back and recreated the pub on stage. but what you learn about is ambience and practicality and what different light does to different settings and what it does to your mood and how it makes you feel and how it can make a space feel. And I kind of remembered all that, but then didn't use it for many, many years. I carried on in lighting design for a little bit and found myself in stage management. And then when we came around circling back to the shelves, I was like, well, I know how to do this. I used to be a prop maker as well. So I was always making little bits of props. So again, the toolkit's sat there.
So you are like quite crafty though.
Yeah, absolutely. And Andy and I met at drama school. So he was on the acting course, which I bet you wouldn't believe either.
What? I know. If you've ever heard Andy in his full flow, he's just unbelievable. Yeah. It's like he was made for the stage.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I love that.
He's a storyteller.
Yes.
And what people enjoy about us is the story as well.
Yes.
So we talk about this a lot because people do want to know how we got started, because I guess it is interesting, and also it's not a normal job. You don't wake up as a teenager and go, I know, I'm going to go and buy reclaimed wood and make it into things. I don't think it's people think like regular jobs, like doctor, lawyer, policeman. They don't think about doing something like this. And to be able to make a business out of something this creative that started off as a hobby is really nice.
To make a living at what you love and what you know what I mean? And to love what you do is a nice, don't they say that's like being on vacation every day or being on a holiday every day?
Yeah.
Because you love it so much and you have such a passion for it.
Yeah.
I know, because we talk and, you know, you say, oh, I'm just going to do this, or I'm in the laptop and I'm in bed and I'm just updating the website, or here I am at midnight. Didn't you go viral on TikTok this year?
Yeah, we did. So we built an acoustic speaker out of a vintage phonograph speaker horn. We mounted it in an oak base, and we were actually commissioned to do this for somebody when we first started at Cockington, so about 4 years ago. Filmed it at the time. Didn't think anything of it, put it out to our 25 Instagram followers at the time. You know, it was still very early days.
Mm-hmm.
And that was that. And then last year, we decided that it was probably about time to figure out this new social media technology that's sweeping the teenagers.
The TikTok.
What is the TikTok? So we thought, okay, we'll start doing some TikToks. But everybody at the workshop refused to dance. No one was going to do a dance routine.
No.
And that's absolutely fine. So I thought, as I was going back through old videos on my phone, I thought to myself, that's quite interesting. People might like it.
Mm.
Posted it at midnight on a Thursday, and bam, the next day I was on a timber run in Plymouth and I kept checking my phone and it was just lighting up. And it was 1,000, 2,000, 4,000, 10,000, 15,000, 20,000. I phoned Andy. I was like, I think something's happening. I was like, I don't know what viral is. How many views is viral? And I looked, and apparently 250,000 is vaguely viral. And when you hit the 500,000, you're viral. And I was just watching it go up and up and up all day long, and people were commenting and people were loving it. And it was, it's one heck of a boost for the ego, because you're like, wow, I've made something that people like.
Yeah.
It's been crazy. It's been really lovely to have our work validated. But I don't know, there's something about 12 o'clock on a Thursday that off you go.
take note, all you businesses out there. I want to see all kinds of activity on Thursday at midnight. But you had, you did say that because TikTok is a global platform. And so some of the people that liked it, it turned out that they were actually from the States. But you ship to the States, so it's okay?
We ship out there, so it's absolutely fine.
Okay.
What it's done is it's just kind of expanded our reach. And if I now look at the analytics, as you've taught me, now I'm always obsessed with the analytics, and particularly where people are looking at us from and what pages they're looking at and what products they're looking at. And we do get quite a bit of traffic from the States.
Good.
And I would say that's because we've got timber older than the country.
That is so important. I know. I don't think that people realize that when you say that you're making these wooden beam chandeliers and you're making these bespoke lighting products, just where the timber actually comes from and how old it is. Mm. So could you tell us about one of your projects? Like what's some of the, like a really interesting one that our listeners might like?
Oh, so we made a chandelier for a lady who was converting an old mill in Somerset into ramblers accommodation. And she, the old mill building itself had a huge apex ceiling with a mezzanine, and she was making it into, like, you know, luxury, beautiful self-contained apartment. And she commissioned a circular chandelier from us to go in the apex of the ceiling. And along the time, as we're talking and we're looking at the build and she's sharing information with us about what's going on, she said, oh, I've got this timber that's original to the building. It has to come out. You know, it's damaged, it's too old, we've got to put steels in. Are you interested? Mm. Sent us a couple of photos and we thought, brilliant. And this was, again, quite early on, so we didn't really trust couriers with the massive chandelier we'd made for her. So instead we hired a van and we went. It's a place called Wick in Somerset, near Hinkley Point Power Station.
Okay.
So we went on up there and this most amazing elm was laying on the floor outside. And she was basically like, that either you guys buy it from me or I can try and sell it, but chances are it'll end up in landfill or we might make raised flower beds out of it. And we were like, no, we want all of that.
Yes.
So it's these amazing, really chunky beams. Because the building was built in 1301.
What?
Yeah, that was the thing. So those beams we know were English elm.
Yes.
We've lost a lot of English elm to Dutch Lyme disease over time. So English elm is rarer than hen's teeth. And for that age as well, you know, it's over 700 years old.
Yeah.
But Andy would tell you better than I would. But if you do the math backwards, that makes the tree a sapling at the Norman conquests.
Wow.
Exactly. So we brought all of this home, not quite believing our luck. We kind of did a swap. We were like, here, have that chandelier. We'll take all of this. And it took us maybe about 4 years to use it all up. It's all gone now, but we know where each one's gone because each piece was so unique and so beautiful that we just, in the back of my mind, I can recall the fixture and go, oh, that one's over there, that one's over there.
Yes.
One of the pieces is in America, it's in Texas.
Wow.
And the chap, he really loved it. And it, because it was so big and so long, it was quite expensive to ship. But in the grand scheme of things, he's got a piece of English heritage hanging above his dining table. And, you know, we gave him the coordinates, we showed him the maps, we gave him the history of the area, and now he dines out on it.
Oh,
so he gets loads of comments from it, and, you know, people come around and like, yeah, that's English, it's come from here, it's over 700 years old. Add to it, it's beautiful as well. You can't fake that age. You can't fake that grain and that patina and all the lovely stuff that comes with timber of that age. You know, I probably could get some old painting techniques out from the theatre days, but that was meant for scrutiny from far away on stage. Yes. This is something that you get up close to. If you can reach it, if it's not too high, you can touch it. Every angle that you stand and look at it from, it's different. The way the light plays on it, the way it's used in daylight and at night. You know, it's got a story to tell 24/7.
Yes.
You don't get bored of it. And I think that's why they're so popular. And I think that's why people, if we can tell them where it's come from, how old it is and what it used to be, they really love that story.
It's incredible.
It's a speaking piece. It's a talking piece.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, to think that something in your home has a story like that. And these are the kinds of stories that you're telling like visitors. So I understand, did Cockington undergo, I always thought of it as kind of like the Cockington craft section. What is the actual area called where your workshop is?
So we are in Cockington Court Craft Centre. The overall, it's been renamed recently to the Cockington Court Centre of Creativity, which I think is to try and give a more overall view of creative arts. We would still call ourselves a craft centre.
Yes.
Not so much in the way of people crocheting or knitting, more in your old heritage crafts. So glass blowing, blacksmithing, silversmithing, you know, those crafts that are still using traditional techniques. You know, that your work is your craft. I think that's the way we would like to think of ourselves.
Right.
So we very much market ourselves as a craft centre and we work hand in hand as well. So we work with the blacksmiths loads. Like we get them to make bespoke metal fixings for our chandeliers.
Yes.
you know, we keep trying to work with the glass blowers as well, because we want to find ways of incorporating droplets of glass into our fixtures.
Yes.
We all bounce off each other. We all talk. We all share ideas. We all buoy each other up. We cross promote. Yeah, we are very much a team, and it's a really lovely place to be. And I think that's something that comes across to visitors as well, because they walk into the stable yard where we are, and there's a nice vibe going on, especially at the moment, it being so sunny.
And warm. Yes.
It's lovely over there.
Yes. So how do you make the stable yard? Is that kind of where that creative center, that craft center is, in the stable yard, or are there other properties?
Yeah, there's two areas.
Oh, right. Up on the hill. Is it like
a little
hill?
A little bit further behind us, across the other side of the Rose Gardens, the Sea Change Studios.
Yes.
I think they were built around about 2011, something like that.
Okay.
So up there, you've got a much more modern set of studios that are home to, there is a ceramicist up there, a mosaic artist, award-winning pasties and pies and scotch eggs, florist, wedding dress designer, upholstery, gosh, I'm trying to think now, Takahashi McGill, who do wonderful wood turning, there's a chocolatier. It's fantastic up there. It's just a slightly different kind of vibe to the stable yard.
Yes,
the stable yard is a little bit, we're the dirtier end. So we're more sandpaper and banging and noises and sparks flying, and you know, you can hear the rush of the gas furnaces for the glass blowers, and you'll hear our sanders going off. You know, it's a more kind of, I guess, earthy, dirty kind of area, where Sea Change is a little bit more pristine than
us. But I think it's like industrial art. So like you said, it's the heritage crafts, like the heavy duty crafts that you don't, you know what I mean, that you don't necessarily see all the time.
Yeah.
You know, I don't see a blacksmith every day.
No.
But you do.
Yeah. So the point of the studios is, and it's very much part of the ethos of the whole place, is that the visitors are allowed to come and they watch you work and you talk about your work while you're doing it.
Yes.
So it's very open. So people can come in. We often take them through into the workshop and show them the timbers we have. They can stand in the doorway and watch us sand. I mean, I don't think watching me sand is quite as exciting as watching a blacksmith, but... Mm. A lot of people do appreciate timber and they appreciate what we're doing. So you can have some really interesting conversations with people as well. And you can learn things as well. People often have little snippets of information or tips or tricks that they've learned along the years in working with certain types of timber. So it's very open.
Yes.
And you've got to be able to, I know we've touched on Andy being trained as an actor and the way that he speaks when he's in there, but you've got to be able to put across in an enticing and exciting and engaging way what it is that we're doing there. And I think our enthusiasm kind of flows over the visitors that come into the studio. So instead of looking up in the air and going, oh, it's just a piece of wood with light bulbs, if we talk to them and engage with them and explain what we're doing and why we're doing it and how it's better for the environment and how it's beautiful for your home and how it can make you feel, then people go, oh, I never thought of it like that. Yes. I just thought a light bulb was a light bulb. It's like, no, there's so much more to it creatively. Yes. You know, it's so being able to talk like that. And that's what you'll find as you go around the studios as well, is that each artisan will pause and talk to you and answer your questions and show you what they're doing. And you can stand and watch for as long as you want and get involved. And it makes a lovely day out.
Yes. Oh, I'd imagine so. And so if you were, we're looking out over Torquay Harbour, and we're looking across towards Paignton. If you owned a small hotel or like a B&B here, and you were kind of serving people kind of over the breakfast table and they were wondering, what shall we do today? You could recommend...
Oh, Cockington Court.
Cockington Court.
Absolutely.
Because... And so what kind of snippet would you give to your guests and to entice them to come over to Cockington?
Well, there's no age limit on Cockington. It's a full family day out.
Nice.
So from 0 to 100 and older, it's fully accessible. It's completely free. We're set within 450 acres of parkland, which is beautifully maintained by the Torbay Coast and Countryside Trust. We have lakes. We have wonderful estate walks. The fabulous Cafe Seven Dials. You won't find a better homemade scone than there.
Wow.
All of the studios, of course, you can have a mooch around all of us. You don't have to buy anything, but we would gladly run your card through our machines while you're there. And also, it's not the same as going shopping on the high street.
Yes.
It's completely different. And it's the place to go where you might want not want to buy something now, but in the future, you might want to commission something for somebody special. It's the home of unique.
Yes.
It's not the place where you're going to go and pick, you know, you're not going to go into someone's house in a couple of weeks' time and go, oh, I've got one of those. Did you go to Cockington? Yes. No.
No.
Particularly with us, it's one of a kind. Yep. It's one off.
I love that.
So you can spend the whole day there. We have the carriage rides as well now running with CNC carriages. And down in the village is the home of thatch cottages. So if you'll think about your typical, I'm on holiday in Devon, I'm going to buy a box of fudge to take home to say thank you for looking after my cat. And on the box of fudge is a village with thatch cottages. Mm-hmm. That's Cockington.
Yes.
So again, down in the main village, you've got some cream teas going on down there. Mm. The houses are beautiful. There's some wonderful guest houses down there as well, which are well worth looking at.
Nice.
And then we've got the Drum Inn. So when you need a libation, a nice ice cold cider on a sunny afternoon, sitting there in their Lutyens garden, again, just overlooking all of the beautiful thatched cottages. I mean, it really is a whole place to come and visit. Really lovely.
Yes, I agree. That's brilliant. I absolutely love your energy. And I love how you talk about Cockington with so much passion and pride. Mm-hmm. I think, the pride has a lot to do with it. And speaking of being proud, I understand that you just won an award. Mm-hmm. So it just announced this week from Muddy Stilettos. So what award did you win? And what does it mean for you?
We won Best Sustainable Lifestyle Store in Devon.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah.
Love it.
Thank you. So the Muddy Stilettos is a nationwide magazine or online magazine publication, and they narrow the awards down by regions. So we were nominated for the Devon region in this particular category, and we got through to the finals. We were shortlisted with five other brilliant Devon businesses. And then it was up for a public vote. So it was about 2 weeks of voting, and we got the old social media machine going.
Yeah.
Thank you very much to you, Lynn,
no
for
worries.
Our Instagram stories.
Treat Torbay, call us.
And we just asked for votes. And there was a point where I thought to myself, do you know what? I'm just going to sign up for loads of email addresses and do it myself. And I thought, no. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
That's no good. You will be sad if you win that way. And I'm happy to say we didn't. We won with 39% of the vote. The next company behind us had 25%. So we won by a considerable margin.
Yes.
And everybody that's congratulated us, in the last 24 hours, of course, we got very excited and put it out on our socials that we'd won. And what's really lovely is everybody that's congratulating us is saying how much they love our products, how much they love our designs, how much they love us, how much they think we deserve it.
See.
And I think, so alongside the fact that we get a rosette and we get to go to Exeter and we're going to be applauded for a couple of hours and get a glass or two of bubbly. And there's going to be some coverage through the Muddy Stilettos machine, and hopefully local press around here will pick up on it as well.
Yes, of course.
I think it just validates us in a way. I mean, we know we're doing well. Mm. We know that people like our designs. We know that when people walk through the door of our studio, they go, oh, I love this.
Yes.
We know all of that. But there's something about winning an award where people have actually taken their time to click on that link and fill in their details. It makes you feel good because you're like, well, that was a good margin. We won by a good amount. People do like us.
Yes.
We're doing well.
You like me. And you really like
so
me.
It would be nice to display the rosette in the studio. It will be great to be able to put it on our website and talk about it on social media. And I think as well, it lends a certain amount of trust to your brand as well. People go, oh, award winning. You must have done something right. So you're trustworthy, you know. So I'm hoping we're about to get even busier, which would be amazing.
Yes, I know. I hope so too. So tell us, how do people get in touch with you?
You can go to our website, www.mubuhome.co.uk, across all the socials, at mubuhome. We love to chat to people on WhatsApp and Messenger, and we have a chat function on our website. Andy's always telling me off for answering messages at midnight, but I can't put the work phone down.
No. That's all right, though. I think it's good for business, and I'm glad, I'm really delighted that people can reach you. So you said that you were you work in Cockington, but you're based in St. Mary Church.
Yes.
Are you ready for the rapid fire round?
Oh, yes. Okay. Hang on. Let me have a glass of water.
Come on, Nicola. Have a little slurp here. Ready?
So
what's your favorite place when you dine out?
Ooh. Oh, well, Amici's.
Okay, right.
Yeah, we go to Amici's all the time. We love it.
Right. Now, do you prefer the beach or the moors?
Beach.
Yes. What's your favorite beach?
Oh, Tor Abbey Sands.
Tor Abbey Sands with Soak. Have you seen that they're doing like cocktails and things now?
Yes.
There you go.
I like it because it's shallow. We have a six-year-old boy and it's nice and shallow, so we can go really far out and we can park right next to it, and they do good coffee.
Yeah, they do. Oh, nice. Hi, Sean. Hi, Laura. Brilliant. So that's great. And so what's your favorite kind of family activity? If you've got a six-year-old and you've got a free Saturday, I doubt that happens very much. Mm. But if you did, where would you go? Don't say Cockington.
No. Oh, wait. The poor boy thinks Cockington is his home. He spent so much time there over lockdown.
That is where you're at.
Beach.
Yeah.
Moors. Anywhere where we can play.
Yes.
Where he can have fun and play. So obviously we've been to all of the, you know, the zoo and all the general kind of play parky areas. But to be honest, if he's got his feet wet and he's got a bucket and spade, he's the happiest boy ever. And if he's happy, we're happy.
Perfect. That's amazing. Thanks so much for joining us today. Again, that's Nicola Bouchard, Moo Boo Home.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Wasn't that great? She's amazing.
She is. She speaks so passionately about her craft, and I haven't been yet. So it's time for me to make my way down to Cockington Court and go watch and ask about all the reclaimed wood. And I think they're going to have a hard time getting me out of there.
It's absolutely amazing. And you've got to talk to Andy too. We talked to Nick today, but Andy's got, when he gets into his flow, it's so funny. And they've got a lot of really interesting crafts down there, like she was saying, like the blacksmiths and the glass blowers and so on. So it's definitely worth a visit. And, you know, it's another beloved attraction here in Tor Bay. Turning to cinema news, did you hear that the new Indiana Jones movie is coming out?
I didn't.
Tickets are going on sale on the 28th of June, and that's for the Torquay Central Cinema. On the subject of theaters, did you say that you had a news item about a theater?
Yeah, so the Picture House down in Paignton next to the train station, they have plans of reopening it.
Oh, that's awesome.
So the council are debating Old Way and they're debating the Picture House.
Oh.
It looks like Old Way is still up in the air, but the Picture House looks quite settled.
Good.
And we have plans for 2025 to have that restored to its former glory. Mm. And I don't really know what the difference is between a picture house and a cinema, but I guess we're going to find out in 2025.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds good. It's nice to see some regeneration efforts alongside Crossways and the other regeneration that's going on in Paignton Town Centre. So it's all good news. Turning to the jobs listing, the Breakwater Bistro is hiring seasonal summer staff and permanent year-round team members. Email info@breakwaterbistro.co.uk, or you can drop them a DM on Instagram at breakwater.bistro.
Where is the Breakwater Bistro?
At the Breakwater.
Where's the Breakwater?
Brixham.
Okay.
Sorry, I guess I should have said in Brixham. Not everybody knows.
So no,
we always
know.
Do try to call out kind of the town names because, it's important for everybody to know exactly where things are going on. We're very map-driven and very sat-nav-driven, I think, nowadays.
Yes.
So, yeah. And also in Brixham, the Curious Kitchen is hiring front-of-house team members with barista experience. So if you're interested in working for a great organization, stop by or DM them on Instagram. Now we're over to the live music calendar. On Friday, New Days is at Offshore in Torquay at 9:30. On Saturday, John Clare is playing the Griffin Bar in Torquay from 4. The Head Rush is playing the Spinning Wheel at 9 p.m. The funky duo Schofield is playing TQ Club on Lansdowne Road in Torquay from 9 p.m. And New Days is playing TQ Beer Works at 9 p.m.
So what's your choice for Saturday? Where are you going?
Without a doubt, TQ Beer Works, a lovely, fruity, hazy IPA. I'm getting very specific now. I'm already there. And New Days and the sunset. Yes, that is perfect. Because what time is the sunset? You do Baywatch.
It's going to be 9:15.
Perfect.
Around 9:15.
Oh my gosh, that's my choice.
Is New Days electronic music?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's like an electronic, but it's also like a ukulele. Jessie plays a ukulele.
Okay.
And other, like a kazoo, and she plays like a harmonica. Really interesting instruments, but they play all of your favorite songs. And there is nothing better than Jessie's voice. So you've got to check out them. What's your choice for this? I think John Clare plays the piano. The head rush.
I like the idea of the head rush at the spinning wheel.
Yes, yes. I feel like I need one of those. On Sunday, Emily Main is playing the offshore at 3:30. So that's a lovely, lovely way to like kind of like spend your afternoon. And also Sunday is Father's Day. So if you're looking for kind of lunch and a little bit of entertainment to kind of make an occasion out of it, that's a good shout. The Griffin Bar is hosting Booster from 4 p.m. And Guy Stockwell is playing the spinning wheel. So that's Sunday wrapped up. You know, the podcast is always on a Thursday, so sometimes we don't get to promote one of the friends of the podcast, friends of Treat, friends of Torbay Hospitality, our good buddies, Harbor. They have two residencies, but they're midweek, and we always kind of miss them on these announcements. On Wednesday evenings, they play at Below Decks from 6 p.m., and on Thursdays, they play at the Offshore from 9 p.m., and that is every week. So don't miss the boys for some midweek good time shenanigans.
Ooh.
I love shenanigans. This is one for the diary. Sunset Social Club are playing Below Decks on Saturday, the 24th of June, so you want to make sure that you book your table. Because last time that Sunset Social Club played Below Decks, it absolutely went off. So you have to book your table. It's 01803-4111-06. So that is on Saturday, the 24th of June, around sunset. The weather outlook this weekend is cloudy and humid, but it's brightening on Sunday in time for Father's Day with a high of 21.
Ooh, very nice.
So like, follow, subscribe, do the things you need to do. We love all of the generous feedback and all of the shares and all of the follows. Keep them coming.
And now, as promised, that little Easter egg, here is our interview.
Our interview, kind of.
A kind of interview.
With our friend Beth. Have a great weekend, y'all. We are in the room for Bloom. So here we are with Beth Kurzweil, Room for Bloom Events and Events Decor and Total Living Legend and Boss Babe. So I wanted to ask you, Beth, I know that you and James, you just moved over to Paignton. So where do you guys like to spend your weekend evenings?
We love the harbour. Paignton Harbour is like up and coming. In fact, every day we've gone down the harbour for a walk with the dog if it's not too hot. And we just think we're so lucky to have this on the doorstep. And it used to be a bit run down, whereas now, oh, it's amazing. All the places, there's like seven places to eat. So yeah, we love the harbour.
Oh, that's brilliant. Do you like head for Molly's or do you go over to TJ's? Which side?
We actually go to the Still House a lot because we have been to Molly's, but they're not always open in the evenings. Yeah. But we like to support locals. So the Still House, we went to the Yacht Club. What's the other one down there? The Still House. And then there's another one.
Harbour Lights?
Yeah, but that's actually not the local companies. Is
that? Yeah, that's St. Austell. Yeah.
Go everywhere. Go to all of them.
Did you see that the Crab and Hammer reopened?
Yes, I did. I haven't been there yet, but we'll go there at some point.
I know. I was there, I think it was last, kind of like this time last year. And we had the most amazing meal. I went out with Millie, you know, our friend Millie.
Yes, yeah. Well, I love seafood, but James hates seafood. So I've got to like persuade him to go there.
I'm sure they have a non-seafood option there, but yeah. Well, and which is your favorite beach?
Ooh, in the summer, Preston, but in the winter, a dog-friendly one, because obviously we take Ted. So any dog-friendly beach, so we like to go to Goodrington. Oh, Cantina. Love Cantina. Yes. And the closest dog-friendly beach to us is Ferry Cay, which is right on the harbour. So it's like a little beach, and it's great. And Ted can have a whale of a time in the sea.
In the winter?
Oh, in the summer.
Oh, in the summer. Oh.
In the summer, it's got to be dog-friendly, because in the winter.
Yes, I thought that the only dog-friendly beach was Goodrington North. Is there another one?
Another one. You've got Fairy Cove, which is just the other side of the harbour. So if you go down the harbour and you just keep going, as if you're going to go into the sea, then there's a beach.
I didn't know.
Every day is a school day.
Thanks, Beth. It was lovely to chat. Thanks for coming on the pod.
Thank you so much for having me.